say good afternoon to Brian Newton, Fremont City Administrator. And I would start off by saying that this weekend, my wife and I just got an ice cream cone and drove around town.
And you've been doing that lately.
Well,
what'd you find this time?
What else do you do in town?
Well, what else do you do? Because people are getting so bored.
Yeah, we really are. I mean, you can only redecorate the room with a wino so many times.
Right. And repaint. You repainted your house.
Yep. And I started cleaning up the garden yesterday. I have two pumpkins that are
this big.
They're like 2 feet across.
That'd be 50 pounders, probably.
About 30.
30 pounders?
I think
wow.
It's about 30, because I can lift. I can't lift 50 anymore, but I can lift 30.
To 30.
And then I've got two of them that are about two-thirds of that size.
You going to make jack-o'-lanterns?
No. Well, I don't know. I might. Maybe that'd give me some entertainment.
Yeah.
And then set it out in front and scare the everybody driving by. Anyway, so we drove around town. Decided I haven't seen the work where the Southeast Bypass is going to come and hook up.
Their work is being
done. We drove down there and saw all the mulch piles and those huge roots and trunks. The base of those trees.
My first question is, they dug them up. Yeah.
What are they going to do with those? How do they get rid of them?
Boy,
you can't mulch a big thing like that.
No, I don't know. They're full of dirt. That would ruin your blades. I don't know what they do with them. I that's a good question.
Now I've been around long enough to have remembered the stretch of 275 from here up to West Point when they began doing the construction, particularly in the area up near Hooper. And up towards Scribner, but before you actually get there. And on both sides of the roads, there were so much overgrowth and trees that they got bulldozers in, and they pulled them out. Then they burned them.
Oh, they may pile them. You know, if you pile them, let them sit and dry.
Right.
Dirt gets all, you know, rained off, and maybe eventually you can burn them.
Do that here, on the edge of town?
No, that's a good question. Something I can drop Tim Weander an email and just ask him what they're going to do with them.
Yeah, I'd be curious. And then I was trying, as we were there, trying to imagine what that intersection would look like and the bypass coming into 75. And that's the first time I'd paid attention to that big lake.
Yeah.
What is that, and how do they get around that?
So that's Western Sand and Gravels.
Oh.
So it's just right on the east side of Main Street is where you're talking. It's
right.
Western Sand and Gravel. They have been mining there recently. That's why the lake wasn't there before, but they've been mining the gravel out of that before they had to turn it over to the state.
Oh.
And so they've mined all the gravel. Now the state's got to go back in and refill the hole.
No kidding. Well, no, that'll be interesting.
And
will
expensive.
That delay the project?
No, it will not.
Okay.
That's some of the cost overruns.
That's a huge hole to fill.
Yes, it is.
Where do you go to borrow dirt and rock?
Mostly sand. They mostly just keep dumping sand in there and filling it.
They got to pump the water out then?
And the sand will displace the water. I mean, it's just natural groundwater.
Interesting. Well, I learned something.
So it's going to take some time. That's going to take quite a bit of time.
Okay.
So the state had to condemn that. They've been in legal issues. I mean, the state is going to condemn it, which doesn't stop the project. They've just been in court trying to resolve their differences on costs.
Okay. Has the state named a project director for this whole thing? You know?
Yes, they have. I've got his name back in the office. I can't recall.
Same one that worked on the bridge going across the Platte going south? I can't remember his name either in case it's the same.
I don't know who worked on that, but I do have the guy's name anyway because I talked with him from the state. So
Jacobs is the one who was kind of like project.
Yeah, that doesn't sound familiar. It must be somebody else.
Oh, just curious.
Yeah.
See what happens when we just kind of talk?
Maybe somebody texts.
This is as if we're just sitting here having coffee. I'm Bob Flitty on 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Our Monday morning chat with Brian Newton, Fremont City Administrator. I am looking forward to seeing the auditorium. Anything new on the windows?
No.
Okay.
So they're still backed, you know, back ordered. And so now we're looking at probably the end of October before we'll be able to move in because of the window, delay in windows. So maybe even November. So it's a month delay because of the windows.
Is this a replacement of all the windows?
Correct.
Oh,
correct, yes.
I never asked that before.
Yeah, it was something I guess we probably should have looked at before. If you're going to upgrade the building, you might as well take a look at redoing the windows. They're all, you know, they're just not very energy efficient and difficult finding pieces and parts for them, so you might as well just replace them. So.
Oh, right. Other than the windows, is much of the work pretty much done inside?
Yes, I think they are almost nearly complete. The way Kim's pictures looked, I didn't ask her, but it looks like they're pretty much done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I don't see much activity when I drive by now, so.
Yeah. Before I forget, and I had not had it on a list, I had activities that precluded us from getting to that concert in the park last week. Do we have any more coming up? I have not kept up on that.
That's Main Street's concerts in the park. I know they had two for sure. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. You'll have to look, but I don't think so. I've only heard about those two.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this is interesting. You had in your update last week, as we visit with Brian Newton, Fremont City Administrator, a really well-put-together piece on the pulverizer out at the power plant, and kudos to your crews out there who did the work. That's fantastic.
Are doing the work.
Yeah, I'm
doing
sorry.
The work. Yeah. And we never had what's called a gantry crane before. We've rented them and had somebody come in and do it. Mm-hmm. Now we found a place that we can actually just rent it ourselves. They ship the pieces and parts to us. We put it together, we operate it, and we do the whole thing.
Now, is this like taking a 283 engine out of an old Chevy Malibu and rebuilding it?
Yeah, very similar. So you put it on, except it's on rails, where you use an engine puller on wheels.
Right.
This is too heavy for wheels, and so it's kind of like a little railroad track that you assemble. You lift the thing up, and then it hydraulically slides on this rail out of the way, and you lower it, and then you work on it, and then you do the reverse to put it back together. But yes, very similar.
So we then went to school basically on the first fix, the first time that went bad, and now we learned that well, we can do it ourselves.
Huh? We did. You're right. And we found now a place, I think it was out of Quad Cities, I believe, we had this one shipped out to us.
Hmm.
So, yeah, they apparently aren't that plentiful around, and so we had to have it shipped in pieces to us.
Would I be overly simplistic in describing a pulverizer as a mortar and pestle?
Very close to a
grinding
pestle.
Stuff?
Except in a pestle, you have, I don't know what the thing is called that grinds it.
Right.
This has balls in there, steel balls that are probably 10 inches around that roll on two rings.
Not with teeth on it, just
no,
balls?
No, just solid steel balls that roll. And as the cold comes in, those balls crush it between the rings. And eventually it becomes a talcum powder, and then you run enough air through it that once it becomes talcum powder, the air blows the coal up into the boiler.
Oh, okay. Anybody old enough who played the game of marbles would remember Steelys. Are those like giant Steelys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. And then eventually those steel balls wear down to a point, and so these rings are on huge tension devices mm-hmm. to keep pressure on it so it crushes the coal.
Okay.
And then eventually just keeps the balls get smaller because of wear, and then eventually you take a pulverizer offline and you replace the rings because they get worn and the balls themselves with new steel balls.
Hmm.
Here, what the report said was is somehow or other those rings got excessive wear, put undue pressure on the shaft, broke the shaft prematurely.
Now, the shaft is what puts the pressure on those balls as they rotate? No,
turns the units.
Oh, that turns it.
The shaft turns the unit, which is tremendous. I think the shaft itself is probably about 10 inches around, a very large steel shaft.
That thick? Wow.
And so we've been kind of blaming the cheap Chinese steel for some of the problems because you just can't get U.S. steel hardly at all anymore.
Really?
Most of the steel gets imported in, and so we're not sure the quality is what it used to be.
So that's why the manufacturer suggested that instead of the 3,000 or 300,000 hours that this thing ought to run, that it only ran 100,000?
Well, it broke at 100,000, so okay. We're not sure why. It normally, like you said, it runs not 300,000 hours, 300,000 tons of coal being crushed. Here it only ran a third of our expected time, and it broke.
Is there potential liability for that?
No.
From the manufacturer?
No. Hmm. Not you wish, but no. You know how it is. You get a 30-day warranty, you know.
Right. And then you call a toll-free number.
Yeah, so no. No warranty.
Interesting. You and others will be embarking on a publicity campaign to help all of us understand as much as we can about the Joint Law Enforcement Center.
It's educational pieces. It's part of an 8-week series before now and the election on November 4th, and just explaining what it is, what's the need, what, you know, what's it going to cost, things like that. So,
who all would be involved in helping do that?
So it's a joint effort between the county and the city, and so we've got, you know, some folks on the sheriff's side and folks on the police department, myself, Lottie Mitchell. We all kind of work together each week, and we plan the next one. And We've been meeting weekly now, getting ready for this. And then also we're meeting at tonight. It'll be at Hy-Vee, and then we do Walmart, and then we do Baker. So we tomorrow night, I'm sorry. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, we're either at Hy-Vee, Baker's, or Walmart, just talking about it.
Who do you talk to?
It's called Talk Shop with a Cop, and we have a representative from both the police department and the sheriff's department there just to answer questions.
We're standing out in front as you come in the door?
Yeah, in the vegetable in Hy-Vee, and then at Walmart right there where the carts are, where the greeters are right in there. We've got a table set up, and then Baker's as you come in.
Oh, okay. Well, that should be interesting. So you're not going to go in the cafeteria area at Hy-Vee?
No, we stand out front. And the last week was the first time we did it. I was amazing. The people coming up, just asking questions. You know, again, it's Talk Shop with a Cop. And so you can ask any question you want. It's nice to have both law enforcement, you know, people right there to answer questions. And Sheriff Hessman was there at Hy-Vee last week. And so
I understand from listening to Chris Walls with his news this morning that we will be posting some things on our website for the radio station that will help promote that and provide the information about it.
Yeah, we send it to all the news media as well. So you guys get a copy, the Tribune gets a copy. And so hopefully you guys pick some of that up or repost it on your webpage too. That would be grateful.
And anything will be on the city's webpage?
Correct. It's on the city's. It's on the police department, cities, fire departments. And then hopefully we pick it up. You guys pick it up on your webpage too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, either Baker's, Hy-Vee, or Walmart.
Okay. And what times?
I believe it's 5 to 6 p.m.
Oh, so I'll miss it.
5 to 6 p.m.
I'll miss it. So you'll have to inform me.
Yep. We try to hit that, you know, right after work, before, you know, mealtime issue, where they get real busy, people stopping by, grabbing a couple things where they run home. So. Plus, we'll have a couple more informational meetings as well, informational meetings. So I have one in Fremont. We're going to run up to North Bend and do one, Hooper to do one. We're going to try to get around Dodge, Scribner. We'll try to get around to the parts of the county and do some informational meetings too.
Okay. As you arrange those meetings, if you would let us know they'll
be in the update. So every time you see an update, look on the front page and you'll see where the public meetings are planned.
Oh, okay. I'm questioned out. We're about 11 minutes ahead of 1 o'clock. We've got time to add something if you wish.
I don't think I really have anything. You touched the two things I was going to talk about, was Joint Law Enforcement Center and the pulverizer. So,
okay.
You know, the trouble with the pulverizer is it broke early on, that we didn't have full capacity out of Unit 8 all summer long. So the hot summer heat that we hit, we didn't have our most efficient plant running full maximum output. Remember, it's derated when the pulverizer breaks, because you got to have all three running to reach maximum output. And so we had to pick up units 6 and 7, which cost us a little bit more. They're not as efficient. So.
Okay. I forgot to ask in regard to that pulverizer, how long will it be down? How long to get it fixed and repaired?
So I think it went down in August 2nd. It won't be up probably for another month. It's a long, long process.
Oh. So maybe before Halloween, but not much.
Yeah, well, we have a planned outage for it anyway, so it'll likely run into our planned outage for the plant anyway, so they'll finish it during then.
Does any higher authority have to come in and inspect the work and say you guys did well?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Okay.
It's our plant. Our guys do it. They're the experts.
Very good. Last question I need to ask, because I drove by and I gawked and thought, So how's the elevator at City Hall coming?
Good. We had a little, with all the rain,
You got a swimming pool in there for a while.
Yeah, you know, that came out of the northwest and it rained in a couple of places and we had water running everywhere.
Oh.
Running down ceilings and we had water. So we here called a roofer in and he had some suggestions, made some suggestions, and we got the water quit, you know, quit leaking anyway, but it still made a mess.
Oh, I'll bet. Man. It was interesting. I was watching him work out there Saturday up on the crane. Maybe that's what they were doing, trying to figure out how
to keep
everything dry.
Yeah. I mean, they put a tarp up, but it didn't work. And they opened it up on the top of that parapet up there on top, and that's a rubber roof, and it got underneath that, and then it ran all over the whole building and started running in. So it was a mess.
Okay, keep us posted on your work.
I will.
And this is one of those sort of an off week. You don't have special meetings going on that I know of, other than what you're talking about.
Yep. No, we have the animal control Wednesday night. We've got BID Tuesday at noon. So just a couple of meetings this week. So.
Yep. Very good. Brian Newton, thank you.
My pleasure.
Talk to you next week.
See ya.
Brian Newton, Fremont City Administrator on 98.9 FM and 1340 AM.